This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and we are here in the Armory Square in beautiful downtown Park Rapids. And this facility really had its start all those 100 years ago. But when you look at it recently, for 20 years, from 1992 until 20 years later, this was abandoned. It was empty. It was falling into disrepair. And in 2009, the folks here at the Armory Square redevelopment project got their act together. The community came together and really started working on this space, making it something special for the people of Park Rapids and the children of the future. It's completely modernized. They received some bonding funds. They're working on expanding and improving this facility even more. So this is the first show we've done from a live construction zone, but it's worth it, and we're proud to be here and really offer our congratulations to the people of Park Rapids for the work they do here. This is how you do community involvement. It is fall, and we've been talking about that. Peak colors, folks. Peak fall colors. People are driving from all over the place very slowly to look at the same trees that were there before, but they're wearing their very best cloak of the year. It's a vigorous time of stealthy sightseeing, trying to see the colors before the leaves drop like tree scat, which they will do. As we all know, we are a hardened lot in northern Minnesota. We know what's coming. This is the last chance to see non-ice-related beauty for the next 6 months. Everything else that's glorious over the next half year has something to do with the fact that water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees Celsius, and 273.15 degrees Kelvin. Everything has to do with that. Everything else besides that is just really mud and anyway. Just that's all you got. Summer is a fleeting time here, as we know. It's exactly as long as it's supposed to be. You know, it's just 3 months, just like it's supposed to be, but we have to cram so much into summer here in Minnesota. We know how fleeting it is, so we know we have to try to do things we can't do the rest of the year. We have to just get it all in there. It was a lot of pressure, and it really brings the spirit and the tradition of the summer romance to mind. You know, the uninhibited, unfettered display of love that comes just in the summertime. And of course, as you know, the summer fades and becomes fall. The other day, I work at a college, and the other day I was walking through a long hallway, quiet hallway, and in the hallway I saw a young couple breaking up. I could see, just the body language alone was all I needed to see. They were leaning against opposite sides of the hallway, trying, don't know whether to look at the eyes or the floor or the feet, and they were sad. As I got closer, I could hear soft crying from the girl, and the guy was trying to be cool, but he was clueless, and he didn't know what to say. It looked like he had just caused some kind of harm. He didn't know how to fix it, and as I got closer, they started veering around like goldfish. They didn't know where to go with someone in the hallway, and it was all kind of awkward. The girl, she was wearing these bright, spangly leggings, these very bright leggings, clearly designed for happier times. And all I could think about was how much I would hate to be wearing those pants if I got dumped. So say a silent prayer for that girl out there. We all been there. And we go there every fall in northern Minnesota. We know that the romance will break up. For instance, I've emptied the last box of Apple Jacks in my house. And my wife, the northern cheapskate, got... That's her real name. She has a blog and everything. She got a big sale on Apple Jacks back in July. And we had stacks of these things in the pantry, and I was just going to town like I was 11 again. No more Cheerios, no more fiber, no more oatmeal and nice healthy breakfast. I was gonna eat Apple Jacks every day, and I did. I did all through August. The sugar powder at the bottom, pour that on top of the last bowl. And it was glorious. But all good things must come to an end, and the Apple Jacks, they ran out, because they must. This is how it must be. Can't be eating Apple Jacks all the time.
Rest assured, Aaron, Apple Jacks do grow in the winter as well.
But you can't, not in our social construct that we live here, Nikolai, you can't do it. You can't sleep naked all year round in northern Minnesota. You just can't do it. You could in the summer, but you can't do it in the winter.
Is that how you eat your Apple Jacks?
You'd like to know that, wouldn't you?
No.
You can't eat ice cream like it's salad the way you do in the summertime. There's just certain things you can do in the summer that you can't do any of the rest of the time. And that's just the nature of summer slipping away. But we know that there's a true love. There are true and steady friends to get us through the winter. And that's how you know you can make it in northern Minnesota. You find these people, you find these hobbies, you do these things, and sure enough, 6 months, maybe 8 months, could be 9 this year, it'll be summer again. And that's the glory of northern Minnesota.